The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. The year was 1992. The venue was Joe's Place in Boston. And on stage, Hound Dog Taylor and the band. They were drunk. They were out of tune, and they were unbelievably disorganized, and yet, that's the first track on the album, and yet when you hear the crowd, they just obviously had the crowd eating out of the palm of their hand. It's just been released on Alligator Records. They've obviously held on to it for a while. It's called Live at Joe's Place, and opening up with the Raven and the Blues, Hound Dog Taylor, and of course the Standard of Kansas City. Somebody else who really could hold an audience in the palm of his hand, who also wasn't particularly professional in terms of his guitar playing ability, his harmonica playing ability, and even his vocal abilities, and again where alcohol played quite an important part in both his career and also his demise, and that is Jimmy Reed. When you hear some of his recordings, so much of them are kind of similar. You can hear his wife on some of them prompting him with the words on his live recordings, and yet his influence was huge. Everybody from Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan through on the UK side, the Rolling Stones and the Animals, all fell under his spell. I mention all of this because it's an album which we've been playing quite a lot recently. On the Jimmy Reed Highway, Omar Kent Dykes and Jimmy Vaughan together. It's a super album. If you like Jimmy Reed, you'll just love this. And in the style of Jimmy, here's Omar with his gravelly voice. And oh shucks, hush your mouth.
Oh shucks, hush your mouth. Baby, you knocking me out. I said, shucks, hush your mouth. Baby, you knocking me out. You're my kind of woman. You know what it's all about. When you say sweet things that ring all in my ears. You say the sweet things that rang all in my ear. You got me on the run, honey, I can't resist.
Tell about it, Jimmy.
Hush your mouth, baby, you knocking me out. I said, shucks, hush your mouth, baby, you knocking me out. You're my kind of woman, you know what it's all about. We'll be right back.
Shucks, Hush Your Mouse, Omar Ken Dykes and Jimmy Vaughan on Roof Records, freshly released. Also features special guests, people like Kim Wilson, Delbert McClinton, Luann Barton, Gary Clark Jr. and James Cotton. Who's on that track? Do you really want to know? No, I should have told. I should have got it planned earlier, shouldn't I? That's called, oh, Shucks, Hush Your Mouse. Okay, let's move from the raucous side of the blues to a completely different side altogether. And somebody who's going to be my guest next week, looking forward to it enormously. His name is Ian Siegel. He's got a new album out called Swagger. We've featured quite a few tracks already on the programme. But rather than play something off the new album, which is likely he's going to do live, I thought we'd go back to a couple of years ago to the really fine album from 2005 on New Gene Records called Meat and Potatoes. So looking ahead to next week when Ian's going to be playing and talking about his career, his life as a musician, starting with the blues in Europe, I guess. Anyway, well, I shouldn't preempt him, should I? Anyway, here he is, Ian Siegel, off the album Meat and Potatoes and Brandy Balloon. start, maybe resync the program. I do love a Hammond organ, Hammond B3. Oh, come on, brain's gone. What's the name of the speakers? The Hammond B3 have a set of speakers which have horns inside them which spin around, and the faster you turn the motor for the faster the horns, the different the effect. And the name has totally gone from me. That's the penalty of old age, you see. That's Ian Siegel, my guest on the show next week, in fact. And if you're a podcast subscriber, you'll also get the full interview probably a couple of days before the show, when you'll hear extra tracks and the full conversation. That's taken from the album Meat and Potatoes, and that is called Brandy Balloon. It's the brandy which causes the memory loss. On to new releases now. And here's somebody who, the last time we played her, was part of the Time Bomb album with Roxanne Potvin and Sue Foley. Her name is Deborah Coleman, and she was then on Roof Records. She has a new album out now, and it's extremely fine. It's called Stop the Game. Here's Deborah Coleman with a great track called Greasy.
Thank you.
let the stereo scratch swing from side to side. It depends if you're of an age, but when stereo was new, which would be 60s, I guess, Pink Floyd were the first to really dabble with it. Yes also dabbled, well, Yes took it on, but Pink Floyd were the first to dabble with it, and there was a great album, Umagumo, with a track called Grantchester Meadows. And on that, if you had headphones on, you could hear a fly buzzing around your head, and then a door opened way in the back of your head, and you heard footsteps coming down the stairs, getting louder and louder and louder, and then rushing from left to right-hand side. Even if you don't like Floyd, dig out Grantchester Meadows, put headphones on and have a listen to it. That's Deborah Coleman, obviously acoustic only, not on the whole album, of course, it's just that track. That's called Greasy, GRZZY, and the album is Stop the Game, and it's just out on JSP Records. And I played that, not from the album itself, but the way I do more and more these days, having got it from eMusic, which is a great way to add to your collection. Apart from, as I've said before on many occasions, you don't actually have the physical CD in your hand to play with. Mentions now, emails that have come in, some thanks and some apologies. First of all, let's welcome on the Frapper map Serge Ayote and also JC Batoni. Thank you, gentlemen, for putting your pins on the map and your photographs and your kind comments. And if you would like to do the same as both Serge and JC did, it's pretty simple. Raven and Blues page, that's bfbs.com/R&B. Look for the Frapper map and then you can navigate around the world and put your pin where you are. And even better, put a photograph, because that way, if you don't put a photograph in, I don't find out that you're new. If that makes sense. Frapper used to be really good for that, but it's not so good anymore. Okay, more thanks. Thanks. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, after I've got Ian Siegel next week, the week after, I'm going to be away in Florida in the Everglades. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, it would be nice if I could do the show from somewhere, not in the Everglades, because there's not going to be many blues clubs in there, but there are going to be some places nearby. And this is, well, start with the apology, first of all. Somebody sent me a really great email. They did mountains of research and all sorts of things, and I've lost it. And I've gone through, and probably I was doing my morning elimination of penis extensions and all the other rubbish that we all get, and Viagra and the like, and I went click, click, click rather too often. And it's disappeared. I know I got it. I just can't find it. I'd like to thank Steve Pazek, or Pazek. Thanks for your kind email. You gave me some ideas for music, but also, more importantly, gave me some venues, too. You did, as I did ages ago, and you mixed up Largo with Key Largo. The Largo Sports Bar and Grill looks really good. The trouble is, it's north of Tampa. And Motor City Josh is playing there, but it's a long way from Key Largo. But thank you, Steve, for your help and information. Also, thank you to Neil Hoskins, who didn't suggest a blues club, but made some recommendations for where I should be in the Everglades. And he was talking about Flamingo Lodge, which is the lodge right at the bottom of the Everglades. It's the only place, the only hotel in the park itself. It's a bit run down. It's a bit basic-ish. It's not too cheap. But sadly, it was demolished 2 years ago in the hurricane, and they haven't rebuilt it. So we're having to stay outside. And also, finally, the Dolphin Inn. I mentioned that. That is not beside Key Largo. That's actually on Fort Myers Beach, and that's where we're going to be spending some time too. And they found me a blues club, which is... blues club, where is it? Anyway, it's too far north. It's going to be impossible to do. Oh, yeah, the Blues Bar, the Buckingham Bar. They've got a donkey. And so thank you to Travis at the Dolphin Inn. And thanks to everybody who made the effort. And big apologies to the guy whose name or email I've lost, and therefore I can't give you a thank you. The Leslie speakers is the final thing. The Hammond organ and the speakers, which with the horns that spin round, are called Leslie's. The internet is a wonderful thing. And so therefore, having put me in that mood, let's first of all go back to the 1940s. And one of the first of the, what I would call the smooth barroom blues people, his name is Charles Brown. Here he is with an album, Trouble Blues. He didn't play a Hammond organ. He did play a really fine piano. Here he is with B&O Blues.
To get the freight train, ride down the B&O. I just had to get the freight train, ride down the B&O. Bound my truck outside my house, though there's nothing else to do but go. Hear the lonesome whistles blowing, trains are flying down the track. I hear the lonesome whistles blowing, trains are flying down the track. Well, my heart is aching and breaking, but I swear I won't go back. Out of me. Well, if the train whistles got me, I'll ride away this misery.
B and O, which has to be a train line. It sounds like a do-it-yourself store in the UK, but it has to be a train line. No idea what the B and the O stands for, so to speak. But Charles Brown, Trouble Blues is the album, and that is B and O Blues. And if that's the beginning of the jazz nightclub piano blues, the next person who carried it forward, I guess, but in a different way, is one of the people who I bought nearly all of his albums when they were out in the 1960s on Blue Note Records. His name is Jimmy Smith, and more of a jazz guy than a blues guy, but did do the occasional blues number. But his album, which he brought out in 2002, called Dotcom Blues, was Jimmy Smith doing jazz and blues, and also, more importantly, bringing some other guests along. So this is a track called Mr. Johnson, a tribute to Robert, of course, and it features two of my favourites together. Joy, oh joy. Jimmy Smith and Dr. John together. Brian Auger, if you're listening, thank you, sir, for alerting me and training me and teaching me all those years ago. Back in the early 60s, I was a kind of a young blues guy from the Northeast, loving the blues, but more familiar with people like Muddy Waters, the Junker Partners, the band out of Newcastle, of course, the Animals, and people like Jimmy Reed, who we featured earlier in the programme. And it was Brian Auger with the band The Trinity, who I worked as a roadie for when Steam Packet was in existence. Steam Packet were a band with Long John Baldry, Julie Driscoll and Rod Stewart. Rod was a junior guy. I've mentioned all this before, I know. But it was Brian as the organist who put me onto the music of people like Jimmy McGriff and also Jimmy Smith. And that is from the album .com Blues, Jimmy Smith and Dr. John together, and that is Mr. Johnson. Okay, onwards now with Carey and Larry Bell. Another new album, but it can't be a new in the sense that Carey passed in the summer of last year. And I guess, therefore, it's a compilation which has been put together or something which may have been reissued. All I know is it comes out now. It's just released. But at the same time, it's called Harpslinger, but I've got a feeling it does go back a little bit further in time. It is a lovely album, though. Carey Bell and Larry Bell, the album Harpslinger, brand new released, and this is called Blues with a Feeling.
That's my fault. think I feel something. Hear me right round here. Ow! My own pushing the lady. I want you to hear me right now here, right round here now. When I get home, Lord, 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 we gotta lock the door. I miss you, girl. Blue, blue, blue. Blue, blue, what a feeling. That's what I have. Lord, I've been away so long, so long. Lord, don't wait.
So it fades away. Blues with a Feeling by Carey and Lurie Bell. And the reason why I couldn't find out when it first came out is it's been repackaged with the two of them together, basically. Lurie obviously appeared on the album. When it was first released, though, back in 1988, as I've just found out, it was only Carey Bell, basically. It was called Harp Slinger, recorded in 88, released again in 1995. It also became one of those SACDs, the Super Audio CDs, put out by Sony. Whatever happened to them? Do they still exist, even? And now it's been repackaged again, available on eMusic, as Harp Slinger with Carey and Lurie Bell, and that is Blues with a Feeling. Okay, let's move on, bring the ladies back in. And the Staple Singers were, if we go back to 1963, Pop Staples, the father of the family, really. At that stage, they were purely a church only. They didn't do secular work at all. But Pop Staples saw Dr. Martin Luther King speak in 1963. And from then, he decided that if they were going to get their message across, they should perhaps go secular as well as purely religious. And that was the beginning of the Staple Singers. This is the new album from Mavis Staples, paying tribute to her parents, her father, and the whole civil rights movement in the USA, especially through the 60s. It's called We'll Never Turn Back. It's immensely powerful, and just listen to this one, which I'm not quite sure. I've gone through the album to try and find out who it is actually is singing with her on it. And apart from Africa Blam... Where's my list of stuff here? And apart from Ladysmith Black Mambazo, they are on background vocals for most of the time, but I have a feeling they must come to the foreground for this one. So here is Mavis Staples. We'll Never Turn Back, the album, and this is In the Mississippi River.
In the Mississippi River.
Lord, 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 Lord.
In the Mississippi River. In the Mississippi rivers. Well, now you can count them one by one.
It could be your
and
son.
You can count them two by two.
It could be me
and
or you.
You can count them three by three.
Now don't you want to see?
And you can count them four by four.
Oh, well, into the river they go. Oh, well, into the river they go.
And you can count them five by five.
Now they don't come out alive.
Now you can count them six by by six.
In Mississippi, they got it fixed.
Then you can count them seven by seven.
Mississippi, it ain't no heaven.
And you can count them eight by eight.
And they were thrown in because of hate.
Then you can count them nine by nine.
In Mississippi, this ain't no crime.
You can count them ten by ten.
And you will wonder when the right will win. And you will wonder when the right will win.
In the Mississippi River, in the Mississippi River, in the Mississippi River, yeah.
We got to stop them from going in the river.
Got to stop them from going in the river.
Got to stop them from going in the river.
Got to stop them from
going in the river.
Got to stop
them.
Staples. The album came out in April of this year, produced by Ry Cooder. He also appears on the album, and that may be his voice, but I don't think so somehow, but nowhere else is it mentioned who it might be. The songs and the history of the civil rights movement, and We'll Never Turn Back, the album, and that's called Mississippi River. Okay, next we have Eugene Hideaway Bridges, a staple of many of the concerts here in the UK through the summer of this year. This is his album from a couple of years ago now, about 2003 or thereabouts, I guess. It's called Jump the Joint, and this is a track called Won't Cry No More.
I had a woman in my life, someone I can talk to. And one day my woman left me, and I didn't know what to do. But I knew that it won't be long. Another woman. Something I can count on. And one day
2003, Eugene Hideaway Bridges and I Won't Cry No More, taken from the album Jump the Joint. And that's almost it for the Raven the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme this week. If you'd like to drop me a line or put your pin on the Frapper map or anything like that, the email address dave.raven@bfbs.com and the website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. A chance to listen to all the previous programmes going back almost a couple of years and put your pin on the map and all sorts of wondrous things. Anyway, let's close with a track taken from the album which came out earlier in this year, The Wheel Man. It's Watermelon Slim and the Workers, and this is called Drinking and Driving. The two should never mix. Whatever your plans are for the next week, I hope you can join me for Ian Siegel live in the studio. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Going down.